Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And here we go, middle of the week. Get together. Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station. 97.3 The Fan, welcome to it. You can watch the show on YouTube as well. I know many of you do. Chris Ello, along with Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby. Four full hours with you today. We get rolling here. I got some Padre managerial news to update you on if you haven't heard yet what the latest is. So we'll get to that in a moment. But first up, Tony Gwynn Jr., the gentleman sweep is now out of the question in the World Series.
Yeah, you're going to have to put some respect on the Toronto Blue Might Jays be time. Name a Might little be time. Bit, man. They keep
do you
coming
think,
back.
Do you think I badmouth them enough? Just, you know what I do. You've been around me long enough.
Yeah.
I always say that the team has no chance, hoping that they'll have a chance.
You know, so that you bring that up, and I forget that about you sometimes. And that's how good of a job you do, like faking it like you really want them to. I shouldn't say that. You just had a very downtrodden way of kind of going about talking
he's
about
hedging.
The Blue Jays.
Let's just be honest.
No, he's more than hedging.
No, I'm not.
It's hedging.
You've been around me long enough. I've never thought the Dolphins would win a game. You know
yeah,
that.
But
you
do,
know
down, like...
But you know deep inside I'm rooting for them more than anything. So the fact that I said Toronto is not have a chance in this series didn't mean that I wasn't rooting for them to have a chance in this series, which apparently they now do.
Yeah, no, they definitely have a chance. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a certain type of Padre fan that when the first moment something goes wrong.
Oh, the doomers.
It's like, oh, here we go. And they just think of the worst things possible.
Yeah, the doomers.
That's kind of the vibe you've been giving in the series
so
far.
Yeah, well, I was also trying to, I think I was at least trying to convey what most people around the country were feeling, was that this was not going to be a very good matchup. And the fact of it is, the Dodgers really, had holes all season long. I think everybody thought they had all been plugged up the way they rolled through the National League playoffs. But look, Toronto's played, I think Toronto's played as well, if not better, than the Dodgers. I mean, you take away an 18-inning thing. You take away Yamamoto just having the game of his life. Toronto could be up 3-1 right now. They played well enough to be in that position. So, good outing last night by Bieber. I think he felt like he was just completely overlooked, right? He's a Cy Young Award winner who's starting a World Series game, and nobody was talking about him. It was all about what Shohei was going to do. And Bieber said, wait a second, now I can still pitch.
Yeah, no, first, it's okay for Bieber to feel like that, but it certainly was okay for all of us to be looking at Shohei Ohtani after the previous night and thinking to ourselves, oh, wow, I mean, if he goes out here tonight, and we're all excited to see what he's going to do
next.
What
he could do,
But Bieber answered the call. He was sharp from the beginning of that ball game. I thought he attacked Ohtani the way that, outside of really yesterday's ball game, two nights ago, Blue Jays had done a pretty good job dealing with Ohtani. it got away from him, obviously, yesterday. But you saw in the way they attacked him, which was a lot similar to the way you saw the Padres attack him, and they were able to get him out most of the night. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Continues to light up this playoff 2025. I mean, a two-run shot got them going, really kind of flipped that game. It's been one homer, it seems like, in each of the games that has kind of flipped the game on its head. And yesterday was just another magnificent, I thought, well-played baseball game that Toronto just really – it wasn't even really all that compelling of a game. Toronto got that lead. They separated themselves. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah, they got a bunch of two-out hits there in the seventh inning, which broke it open. Look, I think a couple of things. Number one, we all believed erroneously that because, you know, we believe now in AI and we believe in computers and magic and the fact that everything is, you know, 1,000%. But the fact is, Shohei Ohtani is not yet an AI computer. He's actually
close.
Right. He's close, but he's not quite there yet. And he looked, you know, like a mere mortal last night. He pitched okay, but not completely in control. And then once again, the Dodger bullpen did a terrible job. Again, when Ohtani went out of the game, there were two on, but the score was still 2-1. But when the inning was over, it was 6-1, and it was game over. You know, Banda didn't get it done. I thought that
Missing
Vessia.
Missing Vessia right now?
That was his spot, and you know, Banda didn't get it done. I think that Dave Roberts, he's only got three games left, but he's going to have to probably lose some trust in Blake Treinen because he's not getting people out anymore. But yeah, I thought the bullpen. The same thing happened in game one. It was 2-2 when Blake Snell went out. By the time the inning was over, it was 11-2. So that was part of it. Now, yeah. The other part was, and I want to ask you, did John Schneider outfox Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers with his insistence before the game that they just weren't going to pitch to Ohtani anymore? Because they not only didn't walk him in the first appearance, I mean, he ended up walking.
Right.
But they went after him all game long. They struck him out twice. And I just don't know that mentally he was – maybe he wasn't as prepared. Maybe he was just tired from the night before. Maybe Bieber just made great pitches. But I thought it was really interesting all night that Ohtani kept coming up and they kept going right after him, which is exactly what they said they weren't going to do.
Yeah, here's what the deal was. As I said yesterday when you were asking about this, I knew that it didn't mean – to lead off a game. Now, they ended up walking. You're still going to pitch him carefully. That's just how you pitch a good hitter like Shohei Ohtani. But he also kind of, you know, he kind of pointed to it in his comments when he did say that they would be pitching around him. He said the first couple of games we executed the way we needed to. And then it came, you know, game was at 3. They did not execute in the way that they needed to. And in that particular time, when he was answering the question, I think he was referring to if it was late in the game and runners were on, they were going to not pitch to him.
But I thought people even asked him that. Because I think it's taken for granted that if there's a spot late in the game, neither Ohtani nor Vladimir Guerrero is going to get pitched to. But Schneider, to me, made it seem like, no, we're just walking him.
Yeah, I didn't read it that way.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, seemed like they got a little into the head of Ohtani, and maybe it worked last night. It's Dave Roberts' turn to say the same thing about Guerrero heading into tonight's game because, you know, like you say, Tony, Guerrero's turning around games here just about every single night.
I'm going to give the credit to Bieber and that staff because the way Ohtani has swung the bat, there's nothing that we've seen from him that would say that he would let his guard down at any particular point. I think Bieber just made better pitches. And, you know, Smoltz alluded to something you said we were talking about yesterday. The first homer he hit in that ball game, it was like a fastball up and in. And so they had put the pitches up on the chart there. He was talking about that particular one. He said if he hits that pitch, you just let him. The thing was, though, that they never went back to that spot. What you saw Bieber do yesterday was execute in that up and in area. And, you know, it just had a different result than I think they did on the night before.
Well, the other, you know, here's the thing that's going to be asked after the game tonight. If the Dodgers, especially if the Dodgers lose, because tonight, you know, it's the pivotal fifth game now. Is Dave Roberts overreacting? Because I think we should answer it now and not be Monday morning quarterback after it's over. But number one, Páez has like two hits the whole postseason. So he's out. Alex Call is in left field tonight. He gets the call. And I know, I make myself laugh. Enrique Kike Hernandez plays center field. Dave Roberts said he didn't want to do that because he didn't want to weaken himself defensively. But he has now done that because Páez just can't get a hit. So that's one thing. Real quick, the second thing, I don't think Dave Roberts feels Mookie Betts is providing enough protection for Shohei in the two spot. So he's moved Will Smith into the two spot and dropped Betts, Freeman down. Those are the two lineup changes. You good with it, or does it sense a little desperation?
Whether it's desperation or not, this is the move that needed to be made. Okay. I'll tell you why. Andy Páez has been making the same outs from the
flying out every time.
From the very beginning of posting. If he's not flying out, he's off the end of the bat, slow roller to the left side.
Okay.
And I thought, I had been thinking this for a while, but then I saw my guys on Foul Territory, AJ Brzezinski, basically saying he needed to make an adjustment, like, and he just is not making it. So you go with Alex Call, who's been giving you some good ABs, it seems like, when he's coming late in the game. I think the Mookie Betts one is an easy one as well. What have we just finished talking about? They walked Shohei Ohtani how many times the night before?
Five
times.
And it didn't hurt him once.
Will Smith, probably the guy who's swinging the bat best, so you slide him up one spot. You're not really demoting Mookie. You're just moving him.
No, you're putting him into the three spot, which isn't so bad.
So it does, from a psychological point, and Mookie's a pro, so I'm not really worried about that. Yeah. He wouldn't care anyway, but these are like two moves that in this
you
realm,
like them.
Yeah, I think they
all
have
right,
to
so
be
we
right.
should say that up front, that we liked them, and I hope that people on the telecast or whoever's going into the game tonight says, I like this, or I don't like it, and then you get to stay with it. You don't get to change based on the result of the game
tonight.
And say, oh, you should have never done that. No, I agree with you, Tony. I think you've got to make an adjustment. You're silly to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. We've talked about what that all means before. I do wonder if there's any part of the Dodgers at the moment that wishes that they had kept Michael Conforto on the roster as a left-handed hitter to play left field. Would he not be at least as good or bigger threat than Alex Call tonight? That's the one thing. You know, they can't go back now.
I mean, I
guess. But they didn't put Conforto on there.
I guess he has some history you could go off, but certainly nothing in 2025 told you that he would be a better call than Alex Call.
Oh, see, Tony's good too. Hey, we got a comedy staff here.
That's two rim shots in one segment.
On the same joke.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're on fire today.
Oh, man, who knows where this show's going to go today. All right, we are underway. As the Dodger lineup is out. The Toronto lineup is not yet out. Again, I think they're going to wait as long as they can to see if they can get Springer ready to play.
And they got a win yesterday waiting as long as they could.
Yes,
they're
not going to change it up. I bet you they wear the same blue uniforms tonight that they wore yesterday. Blake Snell, he can obviously dominate game five on his own.
Yes, he can.
And Yesavage, the rookie, will pitch for Toronto. But one thing we know for sure, we can all get this prediction right. The World Series will not end in Los Angeles. They will be going back to Toronto now. All right, when we return, first big conversation. We got a lot of things to get to today, as always. But the Padre managerial update, is Albert Pujols squarely in the lead? Who else has joined the fray? Let's get to it when we come back. Gwynn and Chris underway on 97.3 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
218. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. Happy hump day, everyone. Game 5, Dodgers, Blue Jays. First pitch, 5:05 or 08?
I think 5:08.
5:08.
I want everybody to be able to set their watch by it.
You know, last night I was driving home after the Scraby show, and you know how I love to listen to Dodger radio because all they do is trash the Dodgers.
When it's not going well?
Yeah, when it's not going well.
How were they doing last night?
Oh, they were not enjoying things.
Rick Monday over
there
giving them the business,
huh? They were not enjoying things, but they
Max
were,
Muncy swinging like a rusty gate and everything else?
They were more talking about, like, how could you allow Blake Treinen in the game? How could you? Oh. With the way he's pitching.
Really?
Okay. How could you? And then they were talking many guys were not pitching for them, including Tanner Scott, Vesia.
Who they were saying the same thing about when he
We just said the same thing. But Dave Roberts has always trusted Blake Treinen postseason, and I think Treinen's earned his trust. But I said it in the beginning. With three games to go, he may have to turn elsewhere because Treinen just is not getting it done right now.
Just hard hit after hard hit.
Yeah, he might have to go with maybe Will Klein. I mean, could he use that?
Use him yesterday. I mean, Klein was right.
He'd gone four innings.
And that's the thing that people had to remember. I mean, it wasn't just Klein that threw a bunch of innings. Sheehan threw as well. And so, like, you got to go with who you have available to you in some regards. Listen, these guys, in a lot of those cases, those guys had already been in back-to-backs probably before. And so, you know.
They didn't do the job, right? But Toronto did the job.
That's what it boils down to.
Toronto did do the job, Tony. When you get the first run in, okay, it's 3-1. Then you get the sack fly, 4-1. To me, that should be it.
That's right.
But you gave up triple, double, whatever you gave up. Yep. Now 6-1, it was game over.
Yep.
That, to me, was the two key runs there. The first two, you know, gave Toronto some breathing room. The second two, I thought, put the game away.
The other one that it goes unnoticed, but it just goes down, comes back to just making the play that you need to make. Dodgers threatening in, what was that, the eighth or the ninth? First and second.
I think it was ninth.
A bullet right at my man Clement.
Yeah.
And he can't get the double play, but he gets an out there.
So smart.
He gets the lead runner there. And so, cool. It starts to pour cold water on whatever type of rally. And then it goes back to adding those extra two runs. It gets a little bit tighter if it is 4-1 in that spot.
Yes, it had been 4-1, it would have been totally different. But that's a great play by Clement. And I don't know how many times in our softball league, and I know this is different, but it's still the same sport. When you have a lead and there's runners on base, I yell to the whole infield, just get an out.
Get an out.
Don't worry about the double play. Making an error will open the door for a big inning.
Right.
If you get an out, you keep them from a big inning.
Right.
And that was a very smart play by Clement. You're right. And Toronto deserved to win.
You know, I'm sorry. What guy I'm really a fan of I am a fan of Ernie Clement, but Nathan Lucas is the guy I picked out early in the year.
Nathan Lucas was impressive when we went to the Blue Jays. Who played right field for him yesterday? Big dude. Kind of can't remember his last name. But the group not named Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Bo Bichette are playing their tails off right now.
And that's how you get
Barger.
It's been like the other guys that continue, Clement being one of those guys. I mean, he's. I don't know if he should be considered one of those guys because he's like leading their team in hitting this whole playoff stretch. So that's what makes the Blue Jays
so
tough.
Barger's just a rookie that I had never heard of.
Yeah.
Coming into, I don't follow the American League, but I'd never heard of him.
I hadn't heard of him either.
But he had 20 home runs this season, and he hit the grand slam in game one. So he's had a big part in what's going on.
Yeah, it's been that team has put together well. So we got ourselves a series, 2-2, game five here today. Update on the Padre front. Managerial news. Apparently, second rounds of interviews have taken place. Now, we knew... Was it yesterday about Albert Pujols?
Correct.
But a few name, two new names kind of trickled in a mystery name that we haven't quite put our fingers on yet.
Well, Tony was here earlier, so it couldn't have been him, Chris.
Well, yeah.
He can't be in two places at once.
I promise you
mystery
it's not me.
Name.
It's not me.
I think it's time that this happens. Doug Gottlieb has paved the way, and it's time that we have sports talk show host / manager.
And
when there's a day game on the East Coast, Scraby, you and I can just call right to Tony during the show and ask him what he's doing.
Yeah. Hey Tony, can you come on the show right now?
Yeah.
No, it's Pujols second interview, Niebla second interview, and then Nick Hundley. Is he the secret name though?
I don't think so.
Oh no, he's not the secret name. The secret name actually I talked to Adam.
It can't be a
show.
Secret name if we know about it.
It's gotta be Ryan Flaherty, right?
Well, you're saying it's got to be. It's not very secret if you're throwing a name out there.
I don't think they're calling it a secret, but to us, the name has not been released.
I don't think Ryan Flaherty would even qualify as a secret name. He's a pretty obvious candidate.
Right.
So to me, a secret name would be somebody we haven't really thought of yet.
It's important to note that Kevin Acey says the three finalists and bench coach Brian Esposito and possibly others participated in interviews Zooms last week in the first round of interviews. The second round of interviews is being held in person. So there is not necessarily any mystery about it. It's just there are possibly other people who have been interviewed that we just don't
And
know.
I don't think that would surprise anybody.
No.
They're
They
also aren't going to mention to anyone they're interviewing, but a few names are going to get in and out.
And by the way, they can't interview everybody right now anyway. Let's say there's somebody on the Blue Jay staff or the Dodger staff. They got to wait.
If you want Mark Pryor.
They got to wait. And
we know that Tony's been bullish on Mark Pryor, and I don't think that's a bad call. I think you got to bring him in. Steal him from the Dodgers. That'd be a feather in two caps.
For sure. But nonetheless, that's kind of the news on the Padre front
this,
there.
This Albert Pujols rumor is taking some fans in
what do you mean,
a
rumor?
Bad direction.
Do you think it's rumor? Or I think
no,
it's
no,
kind
rumor,
of legit now.
Okay, you're right. Report okay. that he's interviewing has taken fans in two directions, either very, very excited or very, very angry that this is happening. And on the Scraby Show, I kind of brought that up last night. Like, are we just getting too invested into the name Albert Pujols to actually see past and look at what he can do as a manager?
Well, how do you mean that? Are we looking at the name because
we're
giving him a pass?
Are we looking at the brand name of Albert Pujols? And yes, he's a great baseball player. He's a future Hall of Famer. He could probably manage, right? You know, kind of thing.
Well, first of all, I don't know what we're doing, which is a normal.
Save that quiz.
Yeah, I know. I don't think there's a single manager ever who's started at their first job that had experience before that at the big league level.
You're right.
And I don't think we know 100%. If we did, it would be easy to either hire him or not hire him.
Yeah.
So if we knew Albert Pujols was going to take hold of this thing and he is going to just hit it out of the park, they'd probably hire him tomorrow. So I don't know that we're quite sure. But I think what Tony and I have been saying, and I want to speak for Tony, but I think I feel Pujols' credentials, given the cachet that along with the right knowledge and handling of things, I think he could work.
Listen, have you, if you've heard him on the network, MLB Network, some of his work, he played however many years of Major League Baseball. He's going to be a Hall of Famer the moment he's eligible. Will there be things that he's not familiar with from a managerial standpoint at the big league level? Yes, of course. But like Chris said, that's never stopped anybody from hiring a manager who hadn't managed in the big leagues. And that's pretty much everybody at some particular
point. Pretty sure Tony La Russa was a former player who had been a backup who couldn't feel right. or hit his weight. And somebody said, hey, this is the guy.
Right.
And somebody said, what? Well,
right.
So I'm just saying, and that's probably the case with everyone.
Right. And so, yeah, I don't think that will be, in the end, have much to do with whether they pick him or not. I think if he's qualified, they think he can get the job done, they'll hire him.
But we've already had two managers hired, one in San Francisco, one in Baltimore, neither have experience.
Right.
It seems like that's the trend, honestly. So
it does.
So the people that really want experience – you might be out of luck even if it's not Pujols.
Oh, and by the way, I mean, that's the route the Padres have gone the last two managerial picks that they've made, right? Bob Melvin, prior.
No, those guys had experience, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying maybe go different this time.
They've gone that route, back-to-back choices.
But I can't say that now.
Well, I think what's hurting the non-experienced candidate—
Wait, you can't say that? What?
You can't say— we need an experienced manager.
Right. We've gone
four
down
years
the path.
Of
right.
What I was going to say was, I think what's hurting the ones that don't have experience, who are in the hunt for the Padres, whoever that might be, is Jace Tingler and Andy Green. And
hurting
that's not their fault.
Hurting them from the fan standpoint.
From the fan standpoint. Yeah. They think everyone that AJ hires now is going to be AJ's puppet. You know, who doesn't, you know, have a say in anything they do and is going to be really unsuccessful.
Which.
So that is, you have something you have to get over.
Has that been disproved that.
Dude, it's
it doesn't really
just
matter.
The last couple weeks.
Just think about it in terms of our parents when we were growing up. Like, there were things that happened that they just associated, like, for a long period of time after, they just associated with the negative or positive
yes.
that came with it.
Yes, true.
And so
okay.
it's the same thing in manner. This manner, we had a couple of poor experiences. With
right.
brand new
so it
managers,
does, yeah.
so it that's what everybody's going to associate it with.
Good call.
So
that's how it goes.
And you know what? Look, Tony doesn't have any official manager experience either, people. So get over
and
it.
I don't
He's
want
in
any.
The running. He's in the running. We're breaking it here on this show.
I think Tony's getting mad at us. We should probably stop it now.
Real quick, all guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Let's get to break on the other side.
Ooh. We got lots of stuff.
Brian I think a potpourri.
Kelly.
We Brian have a great Kelly. Potpourri.
Great Oof. Potpourri coming for
Tons.
You.
Tons. Michael Jordan's in the potpourri. Yes. Brian Kelly's in yes. the potpourri.
We got some sounds for these ones, too, don't we?
I think so.
Oh, this
oh,
should be fun. Be,
really? We're going to putting a little bit of a...
I think we're putting effort. I think that's what they call that.
More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You guys done chatting?
I don't know. We could go on for hours.
Well, I'll turn the mics off. You guys go back to your conversation.
All right, hold on.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer. USA Today voted them that. APRs as low as 0%. Tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event. It's happening now only at Toyota of Poway or online, toyotapoway.com, in the heart of San Diego. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, 2:36 The Time, which makes it about 11:36 in Pango. Padres, we gave you the news on the managerial situation. Nothing seems or appears imminent. Albert Pujols apparently has got the second interview to lead kind of the second round. Nick Hundley's name is in the mix, and I was happy to hear Ruben Niebla's name get a bit of a more official type mention. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Dodgers and Blue Jays, Game 5 of the World Series. Dodgers have made a couple of lineup changes. Andy Pages sits. Alex Call goes to left field. Kike Hernandez will play center. And Will Smith will bat second behind Shohei, dropping Mookie Betts down in the lineup. So those are the story items of the day. But there's a whole lot of other good stuff, Tony, to talk about. And I thought a potpourri segment would be fun. And apparently Scraby is going to add some bells and whistles to it. With some sound and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so. I will give Tony a lot of credit for putting me in a better place to play sound, because he sends them through an email now, it's nice.
You know, Scraby has been on my head top about sending him texts, you know, when it's IG footage.
Yeah.
And he said, I need to email it. So I tried to make things a little bit more turnkey for my man and send it into a group. So, hey, this is a subject. Bam.
I think it's working for us because Chris even had an opinion on one of the clips that you sent.
I've noticed now that Chris he used to didn't chime in very much other than to tell us, what time are we coming? Do you need me there? Or any of those type of things. Now, we're getting some dialogue now before we even come into this bad boy.
Who are we?
I like it, man.
Yeah, Chris.
Moving on up.
Who am I and what have I done with Chris? Well, let's start there then with the thing you played. Because the NBA, the foul situation. And we're going to get to Jordan and some of his comments. Because Michael Jordan
is the one I didn't prepare.
Oh, that one you didn't get ready.
That is very Scraby-like.
I'm going to find it, though, and I'll give you a thumbs up, Chris.
Pretty normal. But Michael Jordan had some comments about load management. I don't even think we really even need to know what he said to predict what he would say. I mean, if you followed Michael Jordan's career, he played every game. He never sat out. He always wanted to, you know, show up and dominate and, you know, win over. And what he said was, I wanted to win over the guy in the top row of the stands who paid some money or whatever to bring his family to see me play one time.
Just real quick. I just have to ask this. When he gave you the thumbs up, do you think that was for Michael or was that for the load or for the other NBA
I believe he's got the sound for the other thing.
Oh, you're talking about me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the fouls.
Oh, okay.
So he does have that. Okay. So we will get to, but I already now shifted to Jordan.
Okay, I'll go back to Jordan. I got Jordan.
Play Jordan. We got it.
Okay, we got it.
So here's what Jordan said. You can predict it based on the kind of career Jordan had. He probably isn't a fan of load management.
It shouldn't be needed, first and foremost. You know, I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there that watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
Cared about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me, and I want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show, right? So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it, and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
So give me the first time that you came to that fork in the road in your career where you could have sat down and missed a game, but you fought through.
Started my career.
Okay.
I twist my ankle. And I had a teammate. He says, "You twist your ankle, young fella. Come over and sit with me. You know, this is, you need to." I said, "No, man, I'm trying to make a name for myself. There's no way I can sit. You know, I need to get out there and show what I'm capable of. I want to play. I want to win. I want to make an impact."
And Now
he did play in a different time. Because I wonder if he played now, if he'd still be able to do it with everyone around him being pretty accepted now that you're going to take a day off or two here and there.
I think the thing that he said that resonates is that he's saying if you're physically capable,
right,
you should be out there. Now, if he was playing in today's game, would he be physically capable?
They might 82? Tell us that he's not he physically might, capable.
But no, let's put that aside. I'm saying him himself, knowing what we know about Michael Jordan.
Well, he's 62 now, so he'd probably get a little tired by the middle of the season.
Let's try this again. Let's move his age to where we are now.
All right.
If he was capable of playing, he'd play. If he wasn't physically capable, he wouldn't. Let's put that aside. At some point, it's almost like we've started separating wanting to prove yourself versus winning a championship versus health, right? I think everybody, at least at that point, found a way to merge trying to make a name for yourself versus, or I should say, in addition to wanting to win, in addition to wanting to show out for whoever paid the amount of money they did to come watch. Now you know, the focus is so much. We hear so much about winning a championship that the estimation now is, if I want to be at my best to win a championship, I need to be my best come playoff time. How do I get to be in my best during playoff time? I got to load
resting
manage.
Up a little bit.
I can't play all 82. But we constantly see guys get at least close to it, right? I mean, LeBron, prior to last year having to miss some time, he had got to 82. I think as we start to see, as these guys get older, they start to realize why it's important to show up and play as often as you possibly can.
I understand it fully with LeBron, although he seems to be the loudest case because his name is LeBron. He is now 40.
Right.
When Jordan was 40, he was out of the league.
Right.
Okay, so he wasn't even trying to do this. But I do think what upsets fans, and fairly so, is when you've got a young star. I don't know how many games SGA played, but I'm using him as an example. Somebody of that ilk who says, "I need to load manage because I got to be healthy for the playoffs." That's tough for us to take because we've been through the world of a Jordan and a Magic and a Bird, and those things just did not even, they weren't even a, it wasn't even a, let's put it this way. I covered the Lakers for 2 years. I never asked Pat Riley, "You thinking of giving Magic a day off?" You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even part of the conversation. But now it would be a very apropos question to ask a coach.
And I think we all have to not be lazy and lump injured. Because it does seem like now because the load management thing is an actual in the conversation, a lot of guys get lumped into that as part of load managing when there are dudes who are actually hurt. You know, we've talked about Kawhi from that standpoint. Like, it's no outside of that Toronto year where he was coming off of the patella tendon surgery, he hasn't been load managed. He's been hurt. There's a difference in terms of how that one is actually operated. But it's just always, I think we're going to get more and more of this from Michael as we move forward. It started off kind of like the first week. Now he's diving into to load management. I'm very interested to see where this goes with Michael.
I also think that Michael is an unfair representation of the rest of us. First, in just his incredible skill and competitiveness, which was, you know, as good, if not better, than any player who's ever lived. But secondly, because of what Magic Johnson once said about when they were teammates on the Olympic team, that Michael made Magic come up, play poker until the middle of the night. Then when Magic said it was time, he had to get some rest, Michael said, no, the game's not over. Magic stayed until the sun came up to appease Jordan. Magic said, can I finally go get some rest? We have a game tonight. Jordan said, you can, but I'm going to play golf. And then Jordan went and played golf, and then he kicked the crap out of Portugal or whoever it was.
Right.
So he was on a level that just isn't, people aren't at.
I think his voice is still needed, though. Regardless of whether you can ever get to that level, having the best that most of us ever,
right,
that most of us think ever did it, be able to have a voice. He just has kind of disappeared in terms of basketball. You don't hear him talking about it.
I am glad he's back in there.
But I'm glad to hear his voice. Anyway, one way or the other.
That is a good thing. All right, here's the other NBA thing. And Tony sent us this. It's early in the season, but there's some shocking. Now I sound like TMZ.
Developing.
But it's some statistics that are a little weird.
Mind you,
we've
talked earlier this week how many 50-point games there have been. I think it's all kind of tied together.
It's all tied together, but this will give you an example of what the early NBA season is showing us. Tim Legler, I think, is the guy here.
Just some of these numbers, Bill, like here a week into the season, there are 27 teams in the league committing more fouls per night per game than the league leader last year. The league leader last year was like whatever it was, like 23 fouls a game. There's 27 teams committing more fouls than that a week into the season. There's a couple more. There are 10 teams right now, 10, averaging 30 plus free throw attempts a game. You know how many did it last year? None. And then one more. Right now, there are 11 players taking 10-plus free throws a game.
Oh, my God. That's
last
like Giannis
year,
territory.
One. Giannis Antetokounmpo was the only player in the league last year. There are 11 guys averaging 10 or more free throws. I actually think it's because of the lack of discipline defensively. I am seeing more guys slap at guys unnecessarily on the drive, going for every head fake in the world, like they're going to block a jump shot. How many guys now are going to that little mid-range step back, up fake, the Shea, the Luka, the Trey Young? Austin Reeves is great at it. And guys are just going for it every time they're falling for the bait. Closeouts on three-pointers and recklessly fouling guys at the rim rather than making them make a tougher shot over a contested hit. So I actually think most of the whistles I've seen in the two games I've called have been justified.
All right, so they're not blaming the refs, and that's Tim Legler, who's, you know, pretty, I think, solid NBA guy from ESPN.
For sure.
He breaks a lot of that stuff down. So it's not the refs, he says. So what is it? What has happened? And he says it's lazy defense, I think was a general term for it. But I wonder why all of a sudden. And I wonder, Tony, if it has anything to do with, here comes my old man on the lawn comment of the day, the fact that these youngsters just don't train themselves in the intricacies of learning, you know, the game.
Back in my day, right, we had to learn how to play defense.
Exactly. You had to, you know, move your feet and learn. Now everybody needs to score a bunch of points so they can get an NIL contract. And that's fair, too. But why even pay attention to defense? No college is paying money for a defensive player.
Maybe so. I think that I'm not going to be as quick to rush to judgment here. This could be just an aberration beginning as, because it's
right,
the beginning
it's only
of the season.
A week.
Right, it's a week into the season. I have a hard time believing that 11 players are going to be able to keep up the pace that gets them 10 free throws a night. I have a hard time believing that all 27 teams will continue to have more fouls per game than the league leader last year. I think that'll start to kind of even itself out. But I also think this, it's the beginning of the season, and for whatever training camp gets you ready for, I think there's still a moment in time early where guys are still getting those puppies, those feet, those legs in shape for game ready, right? You can do all
the referees also might call it a little tighter at the beginning to set
it. I think it's probably more likely it's a combination of all of those things. Now, if we get another like month into the season and we're still looking at the same numbers, I would then have to kind of revisit this and give you a different opinion.
Because honestly, free throws are kind of dull to the general public. We don't really want the game stopped for a lot of free throws. Something that
I'm sure
the NBA will look
into. Which is why they changed the rules the way they have, is so that there's more free-flowing basketball. But yeah, that was interesting to hear when I heard Legler talking about it this morning.
All right, next on the potpourri list, the former coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. And I saved the best for last.
Wait, is this last?
This is the last more? One? We have another one?
This is the last clip for now.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Brian Kelly was fired from LSU after they got blown out by Texas A&M the other night. We can leave the fact that he's owed $54 million off to the side for the moment, because I think the focus here is why they hired this guy in the first place and how he has survived as long as he has when he's admittedly a really crappy guy. And I say this because he himself, apparently it has come to light, he hired somebody this offseason to work with him to make him, quote, more likable. It apparently did not work.
That's a wild statement.
Well, do you think it worked?
Me. You know what I would have told him? Just be nicer to people.
Well, yeah. I mean, give me the money and I'll try to work with you as well. But Brian Kelly screaming at his assistant coaches on the sideline the other night in what turned out to be his final game. The end is over. I don't know. It seems to me like he got the comeuppance he deserves. But there's a lot of people who are saying that this is a little crazy because – evidently, even the governor of Louisiana was in on this.
Yeah, now do we believe Urban Meyer? Because he's the one who's presenting this story.
Okay.
Do we believe it?
I mean, do we believe the spun? I never heard of this publication. Here's the other thing. As much as I agree what Chris was saying in terms of Brian Kelly, this is kind of fits the thing that happens every time a coach is fired, retires, almost like clockwork.
The dirty laundry
there is
comes
come
out.
Dirty laundry that is coming beyond. Now, the difference is this is now what? This is the third stop now for
And we've also seen it with our own eyes, too, Tony.
We've seen it with our own eyes.
Yeah.
I put more stock into what we've seen and the fact that in all three stops, there's been some mention of kind of a similar characteristics of Brian Kelly, that makes this a little bit more believable.
And here's what Urban Meyer had to say.
Yeah, let's hear what Urban had to say.
It happened the way it went down, where the governor of the state of Louisiana was involved. And I don't know if it's you can credit the writer and all that later, Rob, but. You know, if this really took place in the governor's mansion and if the governor and people, other non-football people are making the decision as a coach, that's an alarm. You know, the alarm just went off, saying, wait a minute, really? You know, did that really happen? First of all, cause we don't know that until it comes out, but I did make a call to, a very strong Republican, a strong friend of mine, I've known for quite a while. And he is knee deep in New Orleans and the state of Louisiana. And he said it absolutely happened. And I kind of said, why would he are the streets safe in New Orleans? Is the, you know, infrastructure set? Is the government budget? Are they as a
basically
government.
What he's saying is there's better things to be doing with your time yeah. than to-
well apparently not.
right.
And here's the follow-up. This story just came up within the last half hour. I don't know if you guys saw it. According to Mark Schlabach of ESPN, the governor, Jeff Landry, told reporters today.
Yeah, I have the audio. I was going to play
okay.
it.
Okay, well, let's hold that.
Okay.
But you won't believe what the governor said to reporters today as to what is going to happen to the new for the new coach. The governor, and I'm not going to give it all away, said he would rather Donald Trump pick the next coach than the current athletic director. It is crazy at LSU right now.
Urban's right there. You got better things to worry about.
I think Urban Meyer was accurate on his reporting. We'll be back.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.